You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. Joining us as our newsmakers of the day from Adventist Health Sonora, Lindsay Brewer. She is the Regional Marketing Account Manager, and Karen O'Brien, Communication Manager for Adventist Health Sonora. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
We are here to talk about Ladies Night Out taking place tonight. What is Ladies Night Out all about? Lindsay, I'll start with you.
Ladies Night Out is an event that raises awareness for breast cancer in our community. And this is our sixth year doing the event, and we are hosting it at our health pavilion this year in Cancer Institute. So just a little bit different than the usual downtown. And we've got a lot of fun things planned.
All right, Karen, what fun things are planned?
Well, we're really excited that we're able to hold this event at the Health Pavilion this year. It gives us the opportunity to allow women to tour the space, especially women who haven't had a mammogram yet. They can see what the machine looks like, what the women's imaging suite is like. They'll get to meet the mammographers and other people on the imaging team and see how wonderful and friendly they are, and that it's a great space and it's an easy experience. In addition to that, and all the breast health education that we'll provide, there's going to be pop-up shops with boutique items, and there's going to be chair massages and pink hair extensions. And the thing I'm most excited about are the refreshments on the rooftop terrace, which will be a nice, relaxing experience for all the ladies who come out.
So the entire event tonight takes place inside of the building other than on the rooftop terrace, or is part of this in the parking lot as well?
A little bit will be in the parking lot as well. As you come into the building, you'll see there's a stage set up, so we will have a brief program during the evening. So we'll have some speakers and some raffle prizes going on outside, but a lot of the event will be inside as well.
Speaking of parking lot, is parking available in that lot?
Yes.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Are men invited to this event?
Yes, men are invited to this event. We encourage families to come. There's going to be also a caricature artist from Sacramento doing drawings. We have a photo booth, some fun kids activities as well. But maybe moms want to get away from the kids for an evening too. So that's all right with us as well.
So the night is designed specifically to be both fun and educational.
Correct. So we have some educational components in the program. The program, it'll be a very, very short program that will begin at 7 p.m. And we'll highlight some speakers and a patient testimonial that I'm very excited about, as well as our boutique shops have given great raffle prizes that we'll give away during that program.
Some food, some beverages, and some music?
Yes, there's going to be music. So in the building, on the first floor will be the boutique shops. On the second floor will be Sonora Cosmetology School doing the pink hair extensions and pink lips and chair massages. And then on the third floor will be the caricature artist and mocktails, non-alcoholic mocktails and appetizers from Lila and Sage. And it's just going to be a really calming experience, but also fun and lively. So we're going to have music playing on all three floors and then music outside as well.
And a wonderful opportunity to see the new facility.
Yes, the new facility is gorgeous. And so we thought, what better year to hold it there than as it's brand new and people are excited about it. And a lot of people don't know that we have a rooftop terrace. And so it holds quite a few people and has a lovely view of the Sierras. So we are banking that the rain will clear by this evening so that we can have a great event.
It starts at 5:30 this evening and will continue through 8 o'clock tonight. For more information, is there a website or a telephone number?
Yes, there is a website. So if you'd like to RSVP, we already have right around 300 RSVPs. But if you'd like to RSVP for tonight's event, you can go online to bit.ly/ladiesnightout2018.
Karen, before we wrap this up, is there anything else you would like to add?
As a family member in a family with a long history of breast cancer, this topic is near and dear to my heart. And so I just hope everyone will come out and learn what they need to learn. And I encourage everyone to get the screenings that are recommended. And we'll see you tonight.
Lindsay, final word?
Yeah, I just think it's going to be a really fun event, educational, raising awareness, and an opportunity for survivors and people that are facing this diagnosis to come out and have a good time as well. So I think that I would like to see a lot of pink going on, whether it be in your attire, wigs, whatever you want to do to dress up in pink. Let's see how pink we can get.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you.